And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
So anyway, I got wrong information the other night when I was told by Mr. Dickman that there was a memo circulating saying that there would now no longer be allowed profanity in the studios here at Premier Radio, Clear Channel, and our affiliates. And I said, well, that cannot be applicable to our show because we're having our webcast tomorrow night, and we allow our audience a look into not only the show, but actually the background of the show. And we don't edit ourselves. We don't go out of our way to say anything offensive, but in the heat of producing and performing the show, sometimes words get said. And then, Dickman, you said,
well, I thought I read the memo.
Just shut up. You said, oh, no, you can't do that because the memo's out. And then I went on the air and I called out Trevor and I said, Trevor, you can't do that and you just better not and all that stuff. Well, Trevor, I apologize because it was Dickman, Newman, Shelley. It was, I'm sure, Al-Qaeda and a variety of people inside the Bush camp that made me say it. I apologize, man. You ever do that to me? Why are you leaning on me, man?
I'm supposed to protect you.
From what?
Paparazzi.
Paparazzi? What? You mean, for what?
Mr. Hall said they'll take your picture on account of the TV show.
And you too, bud. Quit breathing on me.
Now, I got to talk. And
what did you have for lunch? Whew, man.
Oh, yeah. I guess your breath smells like a bed of pansies.
Hey, dude, at least I ain't breathing clam sauce all over people. Quit breathing that clam sauce on me. All right, so tomorrow night is the webcast, 7 o'clock Pacific time, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Central, somewhere around 10 or 11 a.m. in Tokyo, Saturday, and in India, it's last week, 4 p.m. Some deal like that. When you go across the international date line, you like lose 2 weeks. So that's going to be a beautiful thing. I don't know if you're interested in politics at all. We do have a blog called GeorgeWBush'sGod.com. Last night, Christopher Hitchens debated George Galloway in New York. He destroyed him. Destroyed him. Same way he destroyed Jon Stewart, even though Stewart kept getting breaks for commercials and the audience was hooting and Stewart would kind of put his hand to his chin and, you know, look, Jon, you're a funny guy, dude. An intellectual, you ain't. What the hell is a guy like that having a guy like Hitchens on? I mean, the only way you're going to beat Hitchens in a debate, the only way Jon Stewart beats Hitchens in a debate is if he's, as soon as Hitchens starts to make a point, he keeps interrupting him. And they go, you know, now a word from Alpo. All right, now, say it was really beautiful, man. I listened to it last night. It was a beautiful thing. Let's see. Coming up tonight at 8, we're in our next hour. We are going to have with us Bob Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. It's kind of an interesting thing. He said that in turning out the light switches around the store last week, he walks into the restrooms to make sure that the water's turned off and that the lights are off and, you know, things aren't running. And he walked into the women's restroom to do that, and he noticed some graffiti had been scratched into the toilet stall door having to do with him. And so he wants to catch the culprit, and he'll tell us all about it, including installing surveillance cameras in the women's head. He said the women brought it on themselves. Now, every time you go in there to do your business, you're going to have 16 guys watching you. Why? Because one lady messed it up for everybody. Next week, I really got a kick out of being invited to read for the kids at George Washington Carver Elementary School in Compton. Next week, we're going to read some stuff for the kids. I've never done that. And I've only been asked really one other time, and that was for some baby expo, which I didn't feel like doing. But this is just going into a classroom, and I'll try and do it good, you know.
What, you're out of your mind?
What are you talking about?
You're going to Compton?
Oh, here we go again. Don't you say anything. These are little kids, bud.
Yeah, I know they're little kids, but on the way down there, there's grown-up ones.
You racist. How many times have I told you about the black jelly bean in the bag with the yellow and the red and the pink jelly beans?
There ain't no pink people.
You idiot, I'm trying to make a point. We all live together. We're all just jelly beans, bud. Don't you understand? Jelly beans in the bag of life. before I heave my guts up all over. In recent news, we see Air America's ratings. Air America is interesting. Air America is a network where they call themselves progressive, but you get fired if you don't toe the editorial line. You dig what I'm saying? In other words, we are the progressive radio network. Did you just say that you're in favor of pro-life? Yeah, you're fired. Wait a minute, man. I thought this was the progressive. No, you're fired. Anyway, their ratings are in the toilet. I'll tell you why. It's got nothing to do with politics, folks. This is so important to understand. Please, oh God, please get this. Please get this. It ain't got nothing to do with politics. It's got to do with, as Howard Beale said in the movie Network, boredom killing. Do you understand that the only reason why we're here is so that for a few hours a night, and other hosts on other shows, for a few hours during your day, you got something to listen to takes your mind off of all the other crap you got to think about. That's the only reason. They talk about Limbaugh, right? Hey, it's the conservative point of view. The only reason why Rush is popular is not because he's not necessarily because he's conservative, because the guy's a good broadcaster. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff the guy says, but he's a good broadcaster. He's funny. You know, the cat can, he created this character called I Am the Authority, and it's pretty funny, and people get off on this whole goofy thing he does. Now, somebody came along and said, oh, that's all biased. We have to have a liberal point of view. So they manufactured it. You see, you can't manufacture a need. It's either there or it isn't. There's either a need to hear a certain kind of thing or watch a certain kind of show or use a certain kind of product, or there isn't. It would be like this, swear to God. Let's say, for instance, there's a need for fuel economy cars. And I produce Gas Hogs, right? And I say, wait a minute. You catch us selling all those freaking economy cars with the 35, 40 miles a gallon. Well, yeah, it's people really. You know what? That's a monopoly on the market, man. That's not fair. We got to give people a choice. Well, I mean, yeah, that's right. I'm putting these Gas Hogs on the market, and it'll cost you $6,000 to fill the tank. Now we'll see when the people have a choice what they'll choose. Well, all right. I mean, you didn't have to really waste your money in manufacturing a car. Well, what are you saying? You're saying they're going to rather buy your car? Yeah, of course they are, man. It seems to be what they need right now. No. They just never had a choice. I'm going to get it. So the guy goes out, he puts his big fat Gas Hogs on the market. He doesn't sell one of them. And then he starts screaming and crying about things like he didn't get enough promotion. The mainstream press is against him. You know, all of this stuff, you know, all kinds of conspiracies. The fact is the dude's got something nobody wants. Now, I'm not saying people don't want to hear liberal radio. I'd love to hear. In fact, personally, I find Pacifica far more entertaining than Air America. I mean, I'll listen to KPFK. I mean, those cats are like psycho, but they kind of cool. They got a guy in the afternoon. You ever heard KPFK? We got a local Pacifica station in L.A.
Hello, my name is Rudy, man, and this is Chicano Motolo Catatacpa. It's some kind of serious, you know. Hey, Benny, let's get Benny online. What happened today, man, down at the city council meeting?
All the graffiti, all of the murals in downtown Los Angeles, which, of course, were put there by the community, okay?
Yeah, I get it, man.
Okay, the community is now saying those are our murals, okay, but the city council, which, of course, is run, you know, basically it's run by Bush and the oil companies, you know?
Yeah, the L.A. city council, man.
Yeah, they're saying, okay, well, the business owner is responsible for the upkeep. Okay, that's totally fascist, and I'll tell you why. The business owner said, yeah, man, you can put your mural on the side of my building, okay? I think that's very cool, but why should I have to pay for its upkeep? The city should pay for its upkeep, see? So that's what we're saying.
I know, and the whole fascism of it, man, it's all just Nazi, man. Okay, now let's bring in Rudy's going to play some conga drums. Go for it, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. That's very cultural, man. You know, it's cool.
One night I'm listening to him. Oh, I thought I was going to freaking die. The guy's playing over and over again. Some cool Whittier, I think it was Let's Take a Trip Down Whittier Boulevard by the Midnighters. It's an old L.A. It's like the song goes, Let's Take a Trip Down Whittier Boulevard. Doom, 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 doom. The dude's playing it over and over and over again, right? Because he wants to break the record for playing a song continuously. And he wants people to call and give him props as he's doing it, and nobody's calling. So his partner goes, and the guy's going, hey, man, come on. I played this song. This is probably the 700th time now. I'm writing it down on a chalkboard behind me, man. Why don't you call?
And his partner goes,
Seriously, man, he's really bummed out. You should call. Ain't nobody calling on that. I thought it was great. Because I know the guys, they must have been doing, they also got a Grateful Dead hour. It's very cool. In other words, it's kind of like listening to a really good sports station where they just don't talk about sports. As opposed to Air America, which nobody wants, man. Nobody's buying it. And all we hear is this. It's a conspiracy. All these conservative hosts, the conservative media. Yeah, right now it's conservative in a lot of ways. A lot of conservative cats out there. You're right. I mean, it's just what kind of what is holding people's attention. I don't know. It's just boring. Everybody, you know, the cats that are doing the liberal stuff, they're just dull. They are dull, man. See, I got some liberal points of view. I got a lot of them, man. But they don't want me because I got the overriding bad opinion, which is the whole Iraq war thing. So they're all, as far as they're concerned, that just completely defines me. Otherwise, I could get on the air. I could be rapping all that abortion stuff if they wanted me to. I could be doing all that. But I got to be true to myself. I can't lie to you. So that's just the way it is. And I wish it was different. But you know, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time when you just have to call the shots as you see them. You just have to begin to give people the opportunity to be... What is that?
It's Taps for America.
Oh, that's a good touch, but you have to just tell people that this is the way it is, baby, and there ain't no there, see? To Air America. And in memory of Janine Garofalo, who, at one time I liked her. In fact, I loved her. She never knew it. I thought she was cute, funny, sexy. And now she's dead. They buying it?
No.
Okay. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Frank Gray joins us. Frank is Margaret Gray's husband. Are you still at the office, Frank?
Young man, I am right now, but I'll tell you, I'm going to get in the car here in a moment, and I'm going to head on home. I've got a little dinner with a lady that I love very much. You know, you might have heard of her. She's my wife. And
I know Margaret very well.
Well, and I want to make the announcement right now, honey. I want a yay-sized tumbler. Just one of the just in the old-fashioned glasses. Go into the cabinet in the billiard room and get me one of those out. And just give me about four fingers of cutty. And meet me at the door with it. And I'll tell you something. She doesn't like me saying it. She's got a great rear end.
And all right, well, you guys have been married a long time.
You bet, young man.
All right, what you wanted to mention something about James Washington?
Phil, I am very, very happy to announce Fox Sports Radio host and former Dallas Cowboy player James Washington is offering several apartment buildings in Dallas rent-free for a year to victims of Hurricane Katrina.
And boy, that is James has got a lot of properties.
He does, but the fact that he is, did I just call him a he?
Yeah.
That must mean I think he's queer.
Well, you get out of here.
No, wait a minute. I meant to say she. Well, I guess this bit's destroyed, isn't it?
Yeah, we got off character, didn't we?
We did. Well, you take it from here, Phil. I got to get out of here. Am I going to be back on?
No, I don't think so. You blew it. You blew it big time, Frank.
Jerk.
All right. Fox Sports Radio host and former Dallas Cowboy player James Washington is offering several apartment buildings in Dallas rent-free for a year to victims of Hurricane Katrina. Washington's nonprofit Shelter 37 Incorporated organization is asking for donations to pay for furniture, clothing, food, and utility costs for the victims. That's a very, very generous thing to do. James Washington's an interesting guy. He came from a very, very difficult background himself. He was raised by grandparents. He went to UCLA. He was drafted by the Rams. He later went to the Dallas Cowboys. He wears multiple Super Bowl rings. He was the captain of the defense there on those Jimmy Johnson Dallas teams in the 90s. Retired from the game, made a lot of smart moves investment-wise, is a man who is very smart when it comes to property, real estate, has purchased a lot of properties. In fact, I just talked to him. He just got back from Hawaii. So where are you now, James? I'm on the coast of, where is he? Some beautiful thing. You know. Oh, well, I got a place on the coast of Kauai. Oh, that's rough. Wow. Right on the beach? Oh, where? Is there any other way? That's like Carl Malden, Nevada Smith. Do we shoot to kill? Is there any other way? Anyway, the guy, he's got all of these properties, and he has these apartment buildings in Dallas, and he's offering these rent-free for a year to people who have been left homeless by Hurricane Katrina. Beautiful, beautiful move there, James. And again, if you have, if you want to make a donation and help with furniture, with clothing, with food, or the utility costs for the victims, you can contact James Washington's not-for-profit Shelter 37 Inc. That's Shelter 37 Incorporated. Whether they have a website or something, we'll get a phone number for you guys in the interim. But please be aware that that's a nice thing to actually give the people somewhere to live other than a tent, so they can get some sense of normality back, or normalcy, or normalcy, or whatever the word might be. Maybe I made one up. Maybe I've invented one, and I'm very proud of that. So that you can bring the bring whatever you've got to their organization, and that will help. I sure wish that we sort of had our own Katrina thing, but we don't, do we? We really missed the boat on that one, didn't we? We missed all kinds of promotional opportunities with that.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Coming up at the next hour, we have Bob Green, CEO of Fraser Foods. We also have a flashback by request coming up here on the Phil Hendry Show. Some really cool email as well to get to. Let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Mr. Henry. I always enjoy listening to your program.
Where are you right now?
Yeah, I wanted to mention to you, I went to your...
Hold on.
Yeah?
Where are you right now?
I'm at a demolition derby at Pinchoff Gardens.
And where's Pinchoff Gardens?
It's down in Artesia.
And it's a demolition derby?
Yeah, they moved a lot of the things over to Pinchoff Gardens when they closed down Ascot Park. And it's relaxing for me. You should have seen it. Somebody just bought their lunch. But anywho, I really enjoy your program, Mr. Henry.
Thank you.
I went to your website tonight, and I think you ought to know that on the website you have a Variety.com link, okay, about the article about the show getting picked up.
Fillmore Middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you click on it, though, it only gives you two sentences of the article. The rest is a subscription deal. So, yeah, it's kind of,
Oh, no. See, that's my webmaster.
Yeah, somebody ought to tell that guy he's a full-on motard, because when you click on it, all you get is like, yeah, Fillmore Middle got picked up, dot, 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 and says, to get the rest of this article, you must subscribe. So, I don't know whether or not you wanted to do anything about that or fire him.
No, it's okay, man. I'll let Doug know. He's on his way home. You know, a lot of times I'll just email.
And another thing, I was just saying that...
Can you hear me?
That when we were at the...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
Okay. Another thing, Mr. Henry, is...
Can I ask you a question before you go on?
Yes, sir.
You're a surfer, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, on occasion. I mean, I don't live anywhere near where I used to go. I don't live there now, but yeah, I do. When I get the time, I'm working all the time now.
Okay, you know, there's a conception about surfers as being laid back and sunbaked.
Uh-huh.
But you, dude, you just yell. You yell everything.
Well, I mean...
But that's not unusual. I know there's a lot of... Where I live at the beach, there's a lot of surfers there, and every surfer down there yells.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't understand why not, because I had a point to make, and also I used to wear my AKGs turned up so loud I can't even hear nothing no more, so I'm just, you know...
Maybe going to all the demolition derby, huh?
What?
Maybe going to the demolition derby?
What?
Going to the demolition derby, you think that did it?
Why?
Because of your hearing, man. Because the car's cracking up and everything.
Yeah, okay, I'll see you later then, Mr. Henry.
Okay. Honest to God, there is that consent. There's a perception about the surfer as being a very chilled out guy, right? I don't know one of those cats that's chilled out. Last night I went to the store near where my house is, and there's like six guys in there, and they all got freaking tats, and they're all, yeah, Bill, hey, did you see where that, can I borrow your truck tomorrow, man? They're like 2 feet away from each other. These guys, I swear to God, they're like 5 feet from each other. Yeah, I know, man. I saw where your dog got loose on the beach and everything. Yeah, I know. Hey, can I borrow your wet? Okay. You know, it's like, You guys can lower the volume a little because you're only 5 feet away from each other. And then in the morning, it's the same thing where I live on my street. This is at 6 a.m. This cat, John, I love you, man. Will you get rid of that freaking leaf blower? I think I'm going to cry. You know, I'm going to be sitting there working. Anyway, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, Bob!
Yeah?
Is food ready?
I don't know. Tomorrow, maybe, I'm going out.
Oh, get a thing!
Yeah, Barracuda or something.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. I lent my board to Jim. It came back with a bunch of dings in it. I'm not giving my board out to nobody no more.
All right. Get about Friday.
You got it.
Later on.
Yeah, later on. 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. We have telephones, for instance. You can go into your house and you could have that exact same conversation because the guys are like six houses away from each other. So six of one, half of the other. Either go into the house and phone each other or walk out each of your front doors and yell it down the street. Beautiful, man. It's a great neighborhood, great street. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, Mr. Robert Green. Tomorrow night, it is our third webcast. We're testing the cameras. I'm looking at the monitor right now. Everything's looking very beautiful. Everything is everything's just very well oiled and moving along, technically speaking. We will have three cameras. Is that right, Mark? Yeah, I'm looking at one of them right now. And there's a couple. We have another one in Harry's screening room. As a matter of fact, that room will be mic'd tomorrow night. Our main control room is mic'd. And the reason why we do that is not only will you hear the air sound of me talking into this microphone, but when we turn the mics off and we go to a break, you'll be able to hear what we talk about during our breaks. And all of that starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Pacific, our third webcast. You have to have a backstage pass to watch it. And you get that backstage pass by going to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, and you click on the little banner there that says listen live weeknights at 7 o'clock, and it'll tell you what to do. The other cool thing about our backstage pass is you get access to the largest archive of radio comedy in the world. And on top of that, you don't have to, you know, it's self-renewing. Plus, you can get yourself a six-month subscription at a very much reduced rate, or you can get a year subscription at an even greater discount, or you can just keep paying for it every month if you want. I mean, that's fine with me. I'm just trying to save you a dollar. You know, it's a beautiful dollar you can save. Where did that come from anyway? I make a nice dollar. You do? Yeah, I make a very lovely dollar. Let me see the dollar you make, man. Huh? Oh, Brad Rifkin said that he makes a beautiful dollar, but the dollar the rest of us make, what, it's ugly? All right, so that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Listen live and watch us on the Phil Hendry Show third webcast.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Robert Green joining us from Fraser Foods in a few minutes. And here is our by-request flashback from Greg. It says, hey, Phil, could you please play the Fun Horn skit from March 2005? And is there any chance of a Phil Hendry Bud Dickman ticket in 2008? Thanks, Greg. I don't think so, dude.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
I'd,
yeah,
that's, yeah. All right. Now, here it is from March 2005, the Fun Horn skit.
Mr. Hall.
Yeah, David.
Look, I'm getting sick and tired of some of these tasteless bits, okay? Now you.
The guy called in.
Yeah, the guy called in. From now on, you play a fun horn when you're joking. You understand what I'm saying?
What do you mean a fun horn?
I got it right here, Mr. Hall.
Play it, bud. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. I want to hear that every time you're gagging around.
What are you talking? Shut that thing off, bud, before I slug you.
Oh, gonna hit the tard, huh?
He's wearing on me real... What are you talking about?
What do you mean, who's ugly, or comb-over boy, or Terry Schiavo? That's the most tasteless thing I've ever heard. From now on, I want horns. Bud, you're in charge.
Yes, sir.
David, you and I have been friends for a long time. What you blowing the horn for?
Ain't you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
I want the horn. Do that bit again.
Hi, you're on the air, Jeff.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what do you think they have a vote? Who's uglier, Gary Busey, Como Roboy, or Terry Schiavo?
There, see, everybody knows it's a joke.
Great, how about when I do the weather? Hey, it's going to be partly cloudy today.
The horn doesn't work for you.
Yeah, only Bud.
Got it, sir. Sorry.
You know what? If it wasn't for me, you'd be back there where you were, where I found you, chasing dogs around a kennel.
Anyway, I wanted to mention two things. One, Erica Christensen, who was in that movie today, Upside of Anger, looks a lot like Julia Stiles. Now,
what are you blowing a horn for that for?
Yeah, be kidding, right?
What do you know about either one of them, you idiot?
You don't even go to see flicks like that. It's the last movie you saw.
Dawn of the Dead.
What you doing on the phone?
I just crawled in here with Mr. Hall.
Yeah, no, this whole thing is getting out of control, man. I'm going to... All right, so there's by request, very quick, very dirty, quick and dirty, baby, the fun horn bit, by request from Greg. You want to hear one? We did that request show we did last night was so much fun, but it's a lot of work because we are faced, every time we do a request show, we are faced with the brutal reality that we have a database that is completely out of control. We don't know how to access anything. We've got close to, what'd you say, Mark, 2,700 bits, 2,700. And we got to get that thing under control. But anyway, it was fun to do the request show. If you have one, you'd like to hear again a bit you heard on the show, you can email us at phs@philhenryshow.com. That's phs@philhenryshow.com. I'm going to come back with a little bit of email. We have Mr. Robert Green coming up tonight in our webcast tomorrow night.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got some email I want to read here, and coming up next hour, of course, Mr. Robert Green. But we've gotten, we get a lot of email, and I never have the time to read it. Here is one from Kevin Thompson. He's in New Hampshire. He says, I'm a black man, and I'm a Republican, and I'm also a guy. What are you doing now, man?
I don't know. I got nostalgic for the fun horn.
That was it.
Ow.
What, were you blowing a fun horn because of the black guy thing?
Yeah.
I'm a black man, a Republican, a conservative, and I now live in New Hampshire. I've been a loyal listener to your show for over 5 years. During the course of those years, you've done several bits that have damn near killed me. Literally, I've laughed until it hurt. Keep it coming. My wife does a good job of keeping my insurance premium up to date. Prior to living in New Hampshire, I lived in the South, Mississippi to be exact, and my God, your character, Pastor William Rennick, kills. I can't get enough of the pastor. Please do more of him. I would gladly pay extra each month for my backstage pass to hear Pastor Rennick and Father McQuarters square off or hit a strip club together. That's a great idea. After sampling a wee sip of the communion wine, I went to an all-male Catholic high school in San Francisco. We had the brothers. Yeah, I did too. The Christian brothers. Listening to McQuarters takes me back. While I'm laughing, please, more McQuarter, and oh God, if Mavis was in the house at the same time, wow. Phil, you're absolutely the funniest guy on the radio. Thanks for giving me and so many others hours of laughs. Keep up the great job. Loyal fan, Kevin Thompson, black man, Republican, a conservative, and living in New Hampshire.
He's lying.
Now, why do you say that?
No black man lives in New Hampshire on account of their nostrils are too big for the cold. See, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kidding with that, bud. Thanks a lot, Kevin. This morning on the radio, I heard, this is from Jeanette Villagomez. Jeanette writes, this morning on the radio, I heard that someone used one of those $2,000, you know, they were giving out $2,000 credit cards to many of the victims of the hurricane and then stopped it. So there were some people, though, that got them. This morning on the radio, I heard that someone used one of those $2,000 credit cards for refugees to buy two $800 purses. When I heard this, I thought I was listening to your show. Thanks, Phil. Jeanette. Yeah. Here is one from a gentleman by the name of Larry. He said the Majestic Oaks Owners Association initially rejects allowing homeowners to accept Katrina evacuees. They backed off after an outcry by the homeowners and the adverse publicity that came along with it. Where is Bobby Dooley? And it's a couple other things here about the thing there, and there's nothing here, there's the thing there. People are always sending us bit ideas, and some of them, if we use them, we are going to, give you on-air credit, but if you think you're getting paid. this one from John Randolph says, since New Orleans has been in the news about how about replaying an old bit that took place in New Orleans? I actually never heard it, but my sister is still raving about how funny this bit was. It came on shortly after you came on in Houston, Texas, the first time, probably 2001. In the bit, Margaret Gray, I think, was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras and had gotten in trouble for baring her breasts from a balcony. She then used her status as a reporter to intimidate the hotel to back down. She was also continually bragging. She was also continually bragging about her new boob job. I hope you'll replay this one sometime. I've always wanted to hear it. Or maybe you could put it on the archives. Also, could you put on the Bob Green bit where he's representing the National Straight Men's Alliance back in the archives? They like to get together and dance with other straight men, but don't you dare call them gay. That bit was like psycho. They get together and they, because they like to dance, right? They want to dance. And they don't see any reason why they can't just go out and dance. Why do they have to bring their wives to dance? They're guys who like to dance, and they want to bond with other guys, right? So they go out and they dance together, and they even slow dance together. And they even, Bob claims, get sexually aroused, but that's only because they're thinking about their wives while they're dancing with this dude. That one's beautiful. We got to find that one. This is from Mike Lavelle in Griffin, Georgia. Phil, I just saw Governor Blanco on Fox saying that if people would not leave on their own, that they would have to take it to the next level. She must be a big fan. I can see Jay now asking someone to leave, and when they say no, he'll pick up a glass of death water and make them drink it. That's from Mike Lavelle. All right, thanks, guys, for the emails. And we also, same email address if you want to send us a note. It's phs@philhenryshow.com. Tomorrow night is our webcast. And our 2005 CD is going to be out soon. It is going to be called Are You For Real? It's a double CD set. Everything on it is absolute gold, solid stuff from the year 2005. And all of the money that we raise from the sale of our Best Of CD, all of it goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California. Now, the production cost on our CD varies somewhere, I don't know, 10, 15 G's, maybe even 20 grand. You know, prices go up. We have to pay that. But once that's reached, all the rest of the money goes to the guys over at my friend's place. When the CD is made available, please keep that in mind. And you can also get every one of our CDs that have been released going back to 1997 on our website. If you want to buy all of them, go to the website, www.philhenryshow.com. Bob Green coming up.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.